So, hope you are doing well and everybody is okay. So now we are at stanza number 94 of chapter 6. The root text says, short-lived sound, devoid of intellect, can never in itself intend to praise me. I say that it's the joy that others take in me. It's this that is the cause of my delight. So we are still talking about the praise and nice words about me, which I see is a source of my happiness, and therefore when I don't get that, or when somebody is obstructing me to get that, then I feel angry and upset. So short-lived sound, you know, the praise or whatever good things people say about me, it's just a sound. And sound is very short-lived because, you know, once it's said, it's gone. And the sound itself, the praise itself, has no intellect, has no mind. The sounds do not itself praise me or, you know, say bad things about me. So just that sound can never in itself intend to praise me. It doesn't. So why, you know, why something said about me, good or bad, should affect me so much? Because the sound is just a sound, and you know, sound doesn't have an intention to itself. Then I said that no, it's not the sound, it's the people who say this, you know. I said that it's the joy that others take in me. Somebody is saying bad, good things about me, means somebody is happy about me. Somebody appreciates me, therefore, when I hear these words about me, that's why I am happy, because somebody is happy, somebody is delighted. It's this that is the cause of my delight. Because somebody is happy and appreciative, and you know, so that's why I am happy to hear my praise, because by that I know that somebody is happy about me, somebody appreciates me, somebody is delighted because of me. If you say that, if that's, you know, why we get so, why the praise becomes so important to me, it's because that somebody is, you know, happy about me. Then, stanza number 95. But what is it to me if others take delight in someone else or even in myself? What is it for me that if somebody is happy or somebody is delighted or somebody is, you know, is kind of whether it is to somebody else or to me, or if somebody, you know, you said that, you know, you are happy because somebody is delighted, somebody is, you know, is happy. What does it, you know, what is it, why it makes you, it affects you? Their pleasures theirs and theirs alone. No part of it is felt by me. If somebody, whether they are happy, whether they are delighted, whether they, you know, it doesn't affect me. Somebody is happy or unhappy, or, you know, it should not affect me because I don't physically, or I don't directly feel how people feel. So why should I be so concerned about what people are feeling? If I'm happy at the joy of those who take delight, then everyone should be a source of joy to me. But that's not, you know, that's not the usual way. You know, we have effect. We are affected by what others feel. If somebody is delighted, I feel delightful. If somebody appreciates, I feel good. If somebody is happy, I feel good. If somebody is unhappy, I feel bad. If somebody has, you know, we are all interrelated and interdependent, and, you know, we do feel what others feel, and we are, you know, we have, it's nature. It's nature of the world, nature of the human beings, that we are affected by how other people feel, especially, you know, how they feel because of me and things like that. If that is the case, then, you know, I should be feeling joyful, even if somebody is praising not me, but somebody else. Because if somebody is praising or is appreciative of my enemy, I should not be angry, I should be happy, because this person is happy because of that person who I see or I consider or I think is my enemy. So, because you say that, you know, the cause of my happiness or cause of my delight that people are praising me is because these people are happy. If that is the case, why am I not happy at their pressure? Why I am not happy that others, you know, that is, they're praising other people, not me. Why should I be unhappy because of that? I should be happy. Because if I am happy because others are also praised, then I can't be unhappy too much if somebody, because it's a, you know, the first, I need to understand that the praise and, you know, good words or bad words, or good things said or bad things, not so good things said about me, should not be taken so seriously, because it is very impermanent and it changes all the time. And there's, you know, there's always people who praise you, there's always people who, you know, who don't like you. And you cannot make that go away. You can't make that everybody praises you. But also, you know, second, that the praise or the good thing said is, you know, why I'm so happy because of good things said. We think I'm happy because he's happy about me. then also, you know, if you think a little deeply, you should be happy if they are praising my enemy also, because they are happy because of that. So there is no need for me to be unhappy if somebody is saying good things about my so-called enemies. So therefore, all these, you know, the satisfaction that is mine from thinking I'm being praised is unacceptable to common sense and nothing but the antics of a silly child. You know, we need to, if you look a little bit deeply, we should not be affected so much by what people say or not say about me. Because it's just like, you know, a very temporary thing. It's just like, you know, people's moods change, people's situations change, people say things, it keep on changing all the time. So today they may be praising me. I don't need to take it too seriously. I don't need to be too much happy about that, because those same people could be, you know, criticizing me tomorrow. And in the same way, if somebody is not happy with me or saying bad things about me today, I should not be too affected by that today, because tomorrow they might be praising me too. So therefore, all these things, whether good words or not so good words, or praise or criticism, they are so uncertain, they are so temporary, they are so unreliable, that it's not worth, you know, giving so much importance and giving so much of my, you know, because if I become too affected by that and become so, you know, angry and upset and hurt by those things, then it's a really, you know, it's doing a big harm to myself. And then if I take it too much in my, and then I react, then I'll be doing lots of harm to others. So therefore, I need to understand deeply. And, you know, I should not act or react like a very small child or very kind of reacting with kind of a tantrum, you know, not based on a deep understanding of what is really important and not important. So therefore, you know, I should not take things too seriously about that, and forgive and let go, and not waver from my own path, what is important, what is useful. That's the, you know, the important thing. And when we also think about, you know, enemy and friend, there is no certainty. There's no certainty. Somebody who seems to be my enemy can become my friend tomorrow. Somebody who I think is my friend today can also change and become my enemy, just because, you know, I do not do something that he or she wants, or I make some mistakes, or even unintentionally I do something, and then these people can become. So there is no certainty about that. So therefore, you know, I should understand and try to be kind and compassionate to everybody. And I should also not expect too much from anybody, because the more I expect from people, the more I get hurt if my expectation is not fulfilled. And it is not easy to fulfill my expectations, because, you know, my expectation is mine. It's only in my kind of feeling. And then others cannot and do not know actually how to fulfill that. Sometimes it can never fulfill if my expectation is too big or too high. Nobody can fulfill. So therefore, you know, it's the same way. You know, some people might have some expectation from me, and maybe it's not possible for me to fulfill those expectations. So, you know, I might not be able to do that, and I should understand that. So therefore I have to learn not to get hurt, not to get too much angry, not to get, you know, there are three different kinds of patience. You know. The first patience is that, you know, there are lots of problems and difficulties and, you know, hardships in the samsara. And I need to understand that. I need to know that all my wishes cannot be fulfilled. You know, I could get problems. I could have lots of different, negative things happening to me. And I can solve some of them, but maybe I cannot solve all of them. You know, so I need to learn how to carry them, how to be okay, even if there are problems. You know, that is forbearance. That is, you know, to face and to be able to face, to be able to be not so much affected by negative things happening to me. That's the first kind of patience, you know, forbearance. Second is that, second patience is, you know, people do things and people say things and, you know, it's not possible that everybody does what I want or what I like that they do to me. So it is possible they say bad things, they do not so nice things, they obstruct me getting things, they obstruct, you know, people kind of giving me some good things and all kind of those things. And if I get upset, angry and, you know, impatient about that, then I will be always unhappy. So I should not become too angry, too upset, too hateful about these things. You know, I should be careful about my emotions, reactions to them. That's second kind of patience. And third kind of patience is that generally I have to understand that there are all different kind of people. They have their own way of doing things. They have their, you know, everything cannot be just one way, you know. People do different things, people like different things, people react in different ways. People have different way of seeing things, different way of doing things, different way of thinking, different belief systems, different, you know, and different. And everybody cannot be the same way. And I need to understand this. And I need to accept this. This is the third, you know, I need to be tolerant, I need to be, you know. So these three patience I need to develop, you know, I need to develop. So I think I will stop here. Thank you very much. Sunam de tamche zepa toni ne pe dano pa. Se ganan jowa lam tu pa ye se pen so len ro wa tra wa shu. Shon che sen chu ro pa che ma shi pa na shi. Shi pa nyam ba me pa ne kon da kon wa kon ni kon da pe wa ri shu. Sen chen ne pa chen ne pa nyu ta ne le ta shi. Ruin ne na ma lu pa ta de jowa me pa ri shu.